welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mike.
We are going to talk about COPD, the WHO, which the United States currently does not belong to, defines an exacerbation of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease as a, quote, acute event characterized by a worsening of the patient's respiratory symptoms beyond the normal day-to-day variations. Generally, this includes an acute change in one of the following, cough increases, sputum production increases, dyspnea increases, and we need to figure out if this is somebody that we can send home. Do we need to admit them to the hospital? There are lots of things that we can do to help them at home. There are beta adrenergic agonists, usually the short-acting beta adrenergic agonists like albuterol. They're the anticholinergic agents like ipratropium bromide, which can help. Oral glucocorticoid therapy includes lots of drugs, but they appear to have a small but beneficial effect, particularly in outpatient settings. And lastly is the idea of putting somebody on antibiotics. In fact, some practice guidelines have recommended only antibiotics for those who are most likely to have a bacterial infections. Others are more liberal with the use of antibiotics. You found an article. It was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine on 2020. It starts on page 413. It attempts to answer the question, what treatments are effective for patients who have an exacerbation of COPD? Mark, what's the evidence and anything here that is a practice changer?
You know, probably not a practice changer, but a good support for what we hopefully are already doing. So this was a systematic review. They found, they searched several databases, including the Cochrane Review, and they found 68 randomized trials. And they found that use of antibiotics in the treatment of an acute exacerbation, regardless of the severity, doubled the likelihood of resolution by the end of treatment. And it also halved the likelihood of treatment failure. I guess those are two sides of the same coin in some ways. The strength of evidence was moderate. They also looked at systemic corticosteroids. Treatment for anywhere from 1 to 56 days, which seems a little long, was associated with less frequent treatment failure, but also more adverse effects, somewhat lower strength of evidence for that. They don't find any good guidance from the literature about which antibiotic is best or the optimum dose or duration of corticosteroids. Other approaches like inhaled bronchodilators, inhaled steroids, aminophylline, mag sulfate, anti-inflammatory treatments had little or no effect on outcomes, but were also not very well studied. You know, many of these studies were basically taking those standard inhaler therapies and then adding a steroid to it. They found pretty good homogeneity, and they didn't find any evidence of publication bias, meaning unpublished studies that went missing. So bottom line, short-term antibiotics, short-term systemic corticosteroids, both associated with a faster resolution of COPD exacerbations, fewer treatment failures, not a lot of evidence for other treatments, but again, those are kind of standard of care and probably weren't as carefully evaluated.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, what about the lack of specificity here in terms of antibiotics? You know, it's obviously a huge class of drugs. Are they talking about just broad spectrum antibiotics? And with steroids, oral systemic steroids, are they talking just about prednisone?
Yeah, generally they were talking about dexamethasone or prednisone and generally orally in these studies. And in terms of the antibiotics, there were a range of antibiotics, quinolones, macrolides most commonly that were used, but they couldn't find evidence, clear evidence that one was superior to another.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. We'll be right back.